Greetings, my friends, in Jesus' precious name. Yesterday, we talked about Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, beginning part of the verse. But this, wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. And this morning we'll finish that verse, and it goes like this. And Christ shall give thee light. Wonderful truth. What is light? What is light to you? Have you ever really stopped to think about how precious light is? Up here in Maine, when the days are longest in the latter part of June there, the days are pretty long, lots of light, and things really take off. Things really grow. There's just lots of light. And now it's the end of August. Days are getting shorter. And leaves are changing color. A lot of things are changing. Days are way shorter. And nights are cooler. Days are getting a little cooler. The lack of light just changes a lot of things. Light is very, very important. When we don't have light on a subject, we have a lack of knowledge of it. We talk of natural light, and then we use that as the same thing as spiritual light. And there's so many comparisons. When I think about light, my mind went to me and electricity. I don't know much about electricity. I know next to nothing about it. I've seen some scary things with it. I have seen spark get away from an electrician and burn down a whole dairy barn, a great big barn, in minutes. It was gone. To me, it's a scary thing. I don't know how it works. I don't know how to wire stuff. It just scares me. Why does it scare me? It's because I don't have much light on it. I don't understand it. I don't really know what's safe and what isn't. And if we are that way, we're scared. And there's a lot of scared people in this life. There's a lot of people that don't have the light. And when light is absent, then fear creeps in. Naturally, we don't know what's out there. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what's going on when we don't have light. And I'm talking spiritually here. Fear creeps in. Oppression creeps in. Depression creeps in. Superstition creeps in when we don't have light. All these things. That's why there's so much in the world of all these things. Fear, depression, oppression, superstition. That's why those things are in the world. People don't have the light. And they're walking in darkness. Again, here in Maine, there's a lot of darkness in winter. Days are short, nights are long. Not extremely so, but more so. And I hear that the mental wards are especially full in the wintertime, towards late winter, when winter's been long, days are short, and people are kind of trapped in because of the cold and the snow. People get depressed because there's not a whole lot of light. Now, my experience and my trust, my belief is that if we're in the Lord and we have Christ and we have light and we have eternal life, that can be very different. That we're not that way when we have an absence of natural light. We can handle it because we have the inner light, Christ Jesus. Another thing that creeps in when light is absent is rituals. religious rituals, and not all rituals are wrong, but when there's a lack of reality walking in Christ, when there's a lack of walking in the light, then people look to rituals because they're fearful and they're superstitious and they feel like there's got to be things they can do to appease God. There's got to be things they can do to earn their way to heaven. Or people misunderstand who God is when they don't have light. There are many, many scriptures that speak of light and how we should walk in the light and how Christ is the light and our eyes should be single. Our body will be full of light. That's in Matthew chapter 5, I believe, the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read to you a couple of verses in 1 John chapter 1 that speak of light. Starting in verse 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." That's wonderful. There's no darkness in God at all. He is light. Verse 6, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Again, like I said, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And then two verses later, it says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light." Wow. That means that we can walk with God and we can walk in the light as he is in the light. There's no darkness in him at all. And there doesn't need to be any darkness in us at all either. Praise God. But how many of us are there? There are so many people that claim Christianity and claim to know God and claim to walk in the light. But when you look at it, it doesn't seem like there's no darkness at all. Because there's fears, there's bondages, there's sin, there's superstition and depression. Come on, my friends, let's walk in the light. Let's walk in the light as he is in the light. That means if there's anything in our life that doesn't speak or show light, it's to be put out. It's to be put away. God wants us to walk in the light as he is in the light. And if there's no darkness at all in us, then we can see the way to go. We can know the truth, and the truth will set us free. We can know eternal life because we know Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And there's no wishy-washiness in our life. There's no fear, none of these things that I was talking about. It's just so wonderful when we can have, let's take assurance of salvation, for example. The reason people don't have it is because they're not walking in the light as he is in the light. It says, if we do that, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And when we're walking in the light as he is in the light, we don't wonder about our salvation. We can be very sure because we know we've been cleansed. We know the light. When you're outside in the dark of the night, you know it's dark. But when you're outside in the daytime, the sun is shining bright, and it's daylight, you know it's daylight. And spiritually, we can know what is light and what is darkness. We can know if we're in the light or if we're in the dark. It's not something that we just can't be sure of. But, my friends, we have to believe the record that God has given us. We have to believe the Bible completely and fully. If we don't, then we walk in darkness. Let's walk in the light. Let's look to God. Let's believe Him. Let's rejoice in Him. Let's walk in the light as He is in the light. And let's pray for light. If we pray for light, God will give it to us. I can testify to that over and over. If we truly want light, God wants to give it to us. God bless you. Tomorrow I plan to go to the next verse in Ephesians 5 there, and it reads, let me find that again. I could probably quote it, but I want to make sure I get it right. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." So tune back in tomorrow, and I hope to be dwelling on that verse. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day.